Manuscript Releases, Volume 5, Numbers 260 to 346. M.R. Number 273, Health and Spirituality. God holds everyone responsible for the influence that surrounds his soul, on his own account, and on the account of others. He calls upon young men and young women to be strictly temperate and conscientious in the use of their faculties of mind and body. Avoid exciting the brain. Too much study stimulates the brain and increases the flow of blood to it. The sure result of this is depravity. The brain cannot be unduly excited without producing impure thoughts and actions. The whole nervous system is affected, and this leads to impurity. The physical and mental powers are depraved, and the temple of the Holy Spirit is defiled. The evil practices are communicated, and the consequences cannot be estimated. I am compelled to speak plainly on this subject. The proportionate taxation of the powers of mind and body will prevent the tendency to impure thoughts and actions. Teachers should understand this. Christ began the work of redemption just where the ruin began, upon the point of appetite. Men will never be truly temperate until the grace of God is an abiding principle in the heart. All the pledges in the world will not make you or your wife health reformers. No mere restriction of your diet will cure your diseased appetite. Brother and sister blank will not practice temperance in all things until their hearts are transformed by the grace of God. And they shall wear Christ's yoke and have Christ's meekness and lowliness of heart. Two great systems of efficiency are blended in the human body. The circulatory system and the nervous system are combined. The heart is the reservoir of the circulatory system and the brain of the nervous system. From the blood, the food is assimilated by the body. Both agencies are ever at work. The food nourishes the whole man. Therefore, there is every need of wholesome food. But there is not the slightest call for the great variety of dishes which are nearly always on hand. Much time and labor might be saved in this matter. God does not design that our time should be so fully occupied in contriving dishes to suit the palate. God would have all of his people missionaries in every sense of the word. In this country, in the fruit season, what an abundance of fruit there is of every description. Yet the variety of foods which are eaten at one meal often make a cesspool of the stomach. 157, 1900, page 6. To Brethren Farnsworth, Robinson, Starr, Palmer, Carr, and Sharp, December 12, 1900. Only when the brain power and the talent of speech are sanctified are we fitted for service. 95, 1906, 12. Sermon, Lessons from the 15th of Romans, October 20, 1906. The heart is the citadel of the spiritual life, and it is necessary daily to expel worldly maxims and the spirit of the world from our hearts. The pulsing of the heart is felt through the whole body, and the action of the heart must be sound if there is to be a healthful condition throughout the body. Let the heart be diseased, and sickness is communicated to every member of the body. Released June 22, 1971.